long, set, set. So long, set, set. Long, 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 long,
so long, so long,
long, long,
long, long.
Hello, 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 hello. It is 8.02 and 30 seconds. This is Alex, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Cloudberry Farm, every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. I have some special guests today. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hello.
Let's get your mouths like right up close to the mic so we're all sounding the same. Okay, excellent. So left to right.
Hello, I'm Eleanor.
Hi, I'm Grant.
And I'm Sarah.
There we go. Yeah, mic four is also not working again. So we're going to have Sarah go on mic three.
And I'm Sarah.
There we go. So, yeah, we're going to have to get that fixed. The instrumental for the day is broadcasting live by the Cool Kids. But we are the Cool Kids this evening. The sun is going down a little bit. It's going to be dark by the end of the show. So we're going to try to work into those summer night vibes, potentially. We'll see how it goes. We're going to be picking music together. We'll be talking sometimes. We're going to be doing our thing. So thanks, everybody, for coming along. Sorry I wasn't here the last couple weeks. Call in with some requests. We'd love to have them. And it's a pleasure to be here. Stay on.
Whispering to Mr. Beckner, who's the real loser? Here come again a midnight lorry. I think I might be moving along. There's a lot of places I gotta get to. I know you're out there, but I never even met you. Take me to the land of no worry, and then I just keep playing this song. Mr. Driver, I hear the music playing, and I see the lights, we flew me around. To the rear, I haven't been many places, and I definitely haven't been here. To think I was just a lonely soul in the cold with my thumb out, and now I'm rolling smoke and being told to stick my tongue out. We bounced and blared, and so did the lorry. She teased my hair and held me close with a story of ragtag visions as the moonlight poured in. Second side of the ride, straight on till morning. Here come again a midnight lorry. I think I might be moving along. There's a lot of places I gotta get to. I know you're out there, but I never even met you. Take me to the land of no worry, and then I just keep playing this song. Mr. Driver, I hear the music playing, and I see the lights, we throw me a ride. Looking at her face is like looking at the sun. Can't ask of everybody what you don't ask of one. Either way we got today, and that's all we may be allowed. I know if we hold it together, there's real love we can bring about. Here come again a midnight lorry. I think I might be moving along. There's a lot of places.
of a pantry, all the things we carry. Now we're down to our bare feet. May I have this dance? We can talk to do. Can I say something crazy? I love you. Give me both your hands. We can talk to do. Let me stand inside you. You're about to inherit sins of our parents and all the people we passed through. Now we're down to the last two. May I have this dance? Can I say something crazy? I love you. Give me both your hands.
Your mother's eyes, you've got your grandmother's ring, you've got your daddy's discernment. Girl, you did your thing. Oh, give me one more. One, two, one, two, always on beat. You must have been born with two right feet. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. Said one, two, one, two, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. You must have been born with two right feet. Said, I love you more than your mother. More than you love yourself.
May I have this day?
Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended.
Never, ever.
Never. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So now we know, everyone. The songs we just heard were May I Have This Dance remix by Francis and the Lights featuring Chance the Rapper. That'd be the last track we just heard. And the one before that was Midnight Lori by Dispatch from their new record from this past weekend, America Location 12. What do you guys think of those songs?
I'm a big fan of the Chance remix, but honestly, we'd love to hear some requests from all of our listeners out there.
So if you're listening and you'd like to hear a song, we'd like to play it for you because we are here for you as the DJs. So if there's something you want to hear, don't go on the internet and stream it like everybody else. Call in and ask me to play it on WMFO in Medford. Doubles as a station ID. Thank you. Stick around for some more good music. Coming right up.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his hands to the bone to give her money every payday.
you take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby. From the view, you can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, cause our eyes can see. Men with insight, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Can anyone identify that accent? Do we know what that was?
No, tell us.
I don't know. I'm literally wondering.
No idea.
No?
Nope.
We just heard Tupelo Honey by Van Morrison. And right before that, we had Why Don't You Get a Job by The Offspring from Americana. So we decided we were going to do a little game type deal here. A little would you rather action. We're going to keep it G-rated. Mr. FCC is listening. And all those listeners out there are also listening. Thank you for tuning in. We'd like to say, if you have a hot take on one of these questions, please call in during the break while we're not talking. We will not answer if we're talking, because that's how that goes. And give us your idea, and then we'll credit you and we'll talk about it a little bit. We'll take your idea into consideration. Okay. First thing, would you rather control space or time?
Definitely time.
Okay, you have to justify it.
Okay, because then you could, like, time travel, and, like, this is a conversation for another time, but I'm not really a big NASA proponent, and I know Grant shares like you.
All right, this could get contentious, I suppose.
So, yeah, definitely time.
Space doesn't necessarily mean outer space, right?
What does that mean? What is controlling space?
I honestly don't know. I just, like, Googled it. Googled would you rather questions. I mean, just gave away my method.
Space could, like, maybe be teleportation, I guess. Which
yeah, or, like, being able to move through space in any way. Because, like, it could... Sure. Like, anyway, because controlling time, like, think about that power. Like, you can time travel, you can stop time, you can make time. So the space equivalent of that is pretty much controlling the physical environment of anywhere.
That's, like, a scary amount of power. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking about time, does your audience know that you're vegan?
My audience does not know. Grant likes to tell everybody that we meet. And he thinks it's, like, a bad thing. And I'm like, you know what?
Alex eats a lot of tempeh and a lot of tofu. And he, like, convinces people that it tastes good. But I've had it before. And it's not bueno.
Guys, stay tuned because you're in for some dirty deets about DJ Alex.
Yeah. This is, like, your opportunity to, like, call in and ask him, like, dirty questions about Alex.
We're losing all of our listeners right now. All right. So another question. Would you rather be able to jump everywhere you go, only be able to jump everywhere you go, or only be able to walk on your hands?
Yeah, so I got a good one for that one. I like jumping. I love jumping forwards. I love jumping backwards. I love jumping side to side. My favorite thing to do is to jump.
Your favorite thing to do is to jump.
Yeah, and to eat your delicious vegan food, because it's absolutely delicious.
Oh my God. Okay.
One time, Alex's food, it smelled so bad because it was vegan that I yelled at him, and we got into a huge fight.
This is actually a true story.
I was like, Alex, like, what does that smell? And he was like, oh, I think it's like broccoli. And I'm like, you're not allowed to have broccoli anymore.
So if you haven't parsed this already, Grant and I are roommates. So I make a dish that I actually had for dinner tonight. I make tempeh with broccoli and hot sauce and avocado, and I fry it all up, and it's delicious. But Grant, something about it, like, really gets him. So for a while, I kept changing variables to try to find what the smell
maybe
that Grant
the
hated
variable
was.
You should change is not eating meat, and maybe you should conform like the rest of us and have a ham sandwich and be like a normal person instead of pretending that broccoli and tempeh taste good.
Grant was eating summer sausage on the way over here today.
I was having a sausage in my hand, and I ate it.
Yeah, this is very true. Anyway, so Sarah and Eleanor, how much meat do you guys eat?
None. We're both kind of veg heads too, and actually highly recommend Alex's dish, but...
We're losing it. We're losing everybody here.
Pro tip, you should refrigerate your soy sauce.
You must refrigerate your soy sauce, as we learned. I think we're going to take a little break to let the crew get their act together here a little bit.
I have my act together. It's Sarah, who literally can't keep it cool.
Oh my God, we're gonna have a fight in the studio right now.
Fight, Sarah. I'm so cool, Sarah. And I look at you and I just love this.
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to Cloudberry Farm, a very normal episode that you're used to. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
That's just a little PSA. Wait, there's one more line. I know there's one more line on that one.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, FEMA. Because you never know when you gotta prep for Doomsday. Hence, Doomsday Preppers. We just heard Plants by Crumb, new band Crumb. They're out on tour right now. Catch them. Grant, is there anything you wanna like throw out about Crumb?
We love Crumb.
Crumb's a tough band.
Crumb's super, super good.
Currently on their first tour. They're in the southern part of the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Are they there right now?
Yeah. They're comprised of some really cool, fun people. Their music is absolutely phenomenal.
As you just heard.
Yeah, so check them out. Crumb, C-R-U-M-B, like the things that happen when you eat bread.
Mm-hmm. You get crumbs, and crumb. We get great music. So, we just heard Like a Mighty River by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Right before then, Half the City, their first record. We got a couple more Would You Rathers coming at you. The first one, this one is pushing the boundaries of PG rated that we have here. It's almost.
I love pushing boundaries.
It's almost.
Pushing boundaries is my middle name, Alex.
They call him Grant.
They call
pushing
me Grant
boundaries.
Pushing. Don't say my last name.
I'm not going to.
Radio.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to out you, dox you, as they say. D-O-X-X is what the kids say. But if you are outed on the internet, like if you're under a pseudonym on the internet and someone finds out who you really are and they like post stuff about you, it's called doxing. I learned that. D-O-X-X-I-N-G. Yeah, it was recent. Anyway, would you rather pee a grape or poop a melon?
Eleanor, what would you rather do? Pee a grape or
so think about it's either the worst
melon.
It's either the worst poop of your life or it's like a kidney stone on steroids, you know?
I would just like to put in a plug. As someone who, you know, works with poop.
Sarah works.
Think about how satisfying that poop would be.
Sarah works at a stool donation lab. And that would probably be the best sample ever. You bring that. And what is this melon doing?
Eleanor has yet to answer.
It's true.
Eleanor, I'll ask again. Poop a melon, pee a grape.
I think considering all dimensions, I go
dimensions.
With... Well, I'm thinking... I could bring my
Eleanor.
I wish you were here to see the statistical analysis that Eleanor has prepared to answer this question.
Yeah, she's really
hard about it.
She's taking this very okay. So like, so while Eleanor
so
deliberates,
I,
okay, go.
Well, I would poop a melon. So I'm thinking that I could get a good cash payment from the poop lab for that one.
There's no cash involved in this. This is just would you rather.
I'm taking all sides.
All dimensions. Let's reiterate. Eleanor is talking about 46 dimensions of this question. One of them being the pay for the poo.
No, please continue. Please continue.
Yeah, please.
I'd like to hear about all 45 other dimensions. Well, that was the biggest dimension. I stand by my...
Oh, yeah, what?
I stand by pooping a melon. Anyone else?
So, my question, I just want to complicate this a little bit right now. You're taking, this is for your body, right? Would it change, would your answer change based on, like, your bodily dimensions? Like, if you were a different person.
So, that's a great question. So I actually recently learned this. So, the average sphincter is about 3 inches in diameter, but...
Under all circumstances?
Under all circumstances, but depending on your BMI, it could get to as big as 7 inches.
So, you know what?
Or...
Is that because you're pushing more food through it?
I kind of made those stats up, but that sounds really
fake
good.
Fake news.
Fake news.
You are fake news. Grant is fake news, and
did
with
you,
that...
Did you know that the Spanish national anthem, no words?
Fake news.
No, that's real words.
I believe, real. Yeah, that one is true. Cloudberry Farm is the show. We are Alex.
Wait, Alex, yeah? We didn't get to hear your answer.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be poop. It's got to be poop and melon, because here's why. For me, like, it's going to be terrible either way, but at least, you know how when you have, like, a great poop, and like afterward, it's very satisfying.
No.
If you have a painful
I haven't pooped in 4 months.
I believe that, actually, Grant.
You want to know why?
That is not fake news.
My diet consists of Cheetos, cheap beer.
And sausage.
It's true.
I've been eating a sausage while we were on the show and the radio. Because Alex was like, oh, we have to go. We have the radio show. And I was like, Alex, gotta let me eat, man. He's like, no, bring something to go. So if you guys can hear this.
We can.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
That's the crackling of a sausage container that I have been munching on. Right, Eleanor?
Right,
Sarah?
Right.
We have confirmed sausage eaters. All right. Cladbury Farm. Stay for a couple more songs, and then we'll talk more. Some more high-quality talking is coming up.
Into life outside, we've been in this room too long. Recreation is keeping us self-contained and aware of each other's form still, and in full strides just the same, keeping us warm, walking in straight lines, talking to sleep at night, coddled and pacified, our versions of mothers. So new to me, it's so new to me, having you around. So new to me, it's so new to me, having you around. What if we decide to live by choice? All this time I knew that average was something to fall back on after genius ends. I watch videos. Only differences flattened and we miss sparks of light on. Behind wet faces, slip my pants back on and rewind it backward more. The tape stopped before I was back alone. I'll be back before the street lights on. To do in love of what you share.
We're currently listening to Redbone by Childish Gambino. I'm going to play you guys something interesting. So clearly that song is like, it's a groove, right? So someone pitched it down to create like a different version of it. And I think it's really, really, really good. So I'm going to play it for you guys so we can kind of hear it. All right? All right?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, great.
Sarah can't wait. I literally can't wait.
That sounds a little bit different, right? Here's another remix of the song. There are like a lot of people did like pretty cool things with this track, which I think is really really fun. This one slowed down even more. Anyway, it's a total groove, so we're just gonna let this version play out while we're going through that. So we had Redbone, Childish Gambino from, quote, Awaken My Love, ! Gambino's most recent record. And Higgs by Frank Ocean from Endless. So, do we have any more Would You Rathers, like, right off the bat?
I have a good Would You Rather. Would you like to hear it?
I would.
Okay. Would you rather, every time you sneezed, you had to scream, "I love candy," or...
Seems harmless.
Or, no, that's like every time you scream, you have to be like, a chew, "I love candy," regardless.
Yeah.
It might be like in public or like in a meeting. or...
I can think of worse things you can say.
That's fair. It's PG, though. Or, every time you introduce yourself, you have to say, "Hi, I'm Alex.
I love you.
I hate children." And then,
oh my God,
every time you introduce yourself.
Saying "I hate children" is a way better opener than "I love children," you know?
Oh, do you not like children?
No, I do like children.
Do you want to unpack that on air?
Yeah, let's do it. So as a male in our society, it is like men are automatically considered to be pedophiles whenever they, or just like, or, you know, it's a possibility, right?
I mean,
whenever
the beard doesn't help. Just
does the beard not? So it's not a goatee.
Has a beard. If the listeners don't know that,
yeah, quite the beard.
It's a scrumptious beard.
So what color color is the beard?
Because
so the color of the beard is controversial. So what color is it?
The color of your beard?
Yeah, my beard. Look
it's
at
like brown.
It. Is it? Look closely.
Is a little reddish. Got a little red tint.
Gray.
So you know that's a thing. So having whatchamacallit. So if like
having brown hair and having red beard.
Yeah, you get some red hair on your beard.
Fun
well,
fact.
It's not just red. I'd say it's predominantly red. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Fun fact.
Oh, tell us, Eleanor.
In the 8th grade, Alex started growing orange horns outside up on top of his head, right where the
weird.
Horns go.
Is that because you were a vegan, or
do you want to know why? I figured out why.
Why?
It's because I was using an acne, like a forehead acne thing, and it had hydrogen peroxide in it.
And it gave you horns?
Wow.
No, it slightly dyed my, it only, because I wasn't putting it like in my hair, but it was on my forehead. So like when I like sweat or whatever, a little bit would get in the hair and it dyed it, it like made it lighter. So
and it looked orange.
It looked like red, like orange red. So it just made the front of my hair light.
But it was only where his horns would
go. It was like just right here. Yeah, it was a little devil-y.
Speaking about horns,
would you rather wear clown shoes every day or a clown wig every day?
That's a... Can we do a different would you rather?
Is the clown wig just like a fro, or is it like a rainbow one?
Rainbow afro, yeah, come on.
Want to know what else is rainbow? My love for you, Alex.
Yeah,
Alex,
thanks, Grant.
Phenomenal guy. Anyone looking to date a phenomenal guy, I recommend Alex.
So I just want...
Better call in.
So Grant is a case study
for
of...
Alex.
Grant is like...
I won't say his last name.
Grant is imitating our president this hour.
That's a
like, no, I'm going to justify it. He said things that... He passed off as facts that aren't true. He has... he has changed his like what he's saying based on how he feels. Whatever. He's still eating sausage, so we know. Yeah, he's not even listening.
You guys, you know when you have a sausage that has like that outer casing to it. So I have this outer casing in my hand, and I don't have any like utensil to like cut it. So I'm like, you know, like push pops when you kind of like squeeze the or like you squeeze like a Go-Gurt. It's like I'm eating a sausage Go-Gurt because I have the casing and I can't get to the meat. So I have to like squeeze from the bottom to get the meat out.
In a room full of people that don't eat meat. That's all.
Wait, none of you.
Were you not listening earlier?
Oh my god, I'm such a bunch of weirdos. Seriously.
maybe you're the weird one.
I am not the weird one.
Do you know what animal that is?
I don't care.
Oh, see?
Beep.
The crowd disagrees.
Yeah, we are in a busy Boston Ave. They're doing a lot of construction outside.
Tell us more, Alex.
They're doing construction outside.
You know.
That's about all I know about it.
You know what the Arabic word for construction is?
I don't either. But you do know some Arabic, so that's a little bit misleading that you would bring that up and not actually bring that home.
Fake news.
Wanna know what else is fake news?
Yeah.
Thought I had something that was fake.
Would you rather?
Time's ticking.
I know.
The audience is waiting for a good.
Would you rather know everything or be good at everything?
Be good at everything.
Okay, that was quick. You didn't even think about it. Think about what knowing everything means. If you know everything, that means you know all languages. A. Oh. You know all like.
I'm drunk.
Things that happen.
But also, like, if you're good at everything, kidding. Then you could just like start learning something and you know it.
But if you know everything, that's gonna be just tormenting.
Why? Wouldn't you be able to use your powers for good?
You would, but then in situations where like you know something and the people around you just won't want to believe you, it's gonna be frustrating all the time.
But if you know everything, wouldn't you be the person who knows everything?
No, like ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss.
But wouldn't you want to like be able to use that to advance like society and somehow?
It sounds poetic,
it's not poetic. It's utilitarian. Wouldn't people want to elect, well, I guess not in this country, I don't really know. But wouldn't you be seen as a person like as someone who knows everything? Wouldn't you be like, you know?
But you'd know.
I think that people would hate you.
Yeah.
Huh. Who would hate you? Like people like who in general, like or in who in particular would hate you for knowing everything? Like wouldn't they want to take advantage of that in a good way?
Sort of, but people would have to believe you that you knew everything.
And also people could take advantage of you. But then maybe you would already know that they were taking advantage of you, so maybe that's a good point.
Actually, it's just like a good would you rather my dear friend Sarah told me recently.
I was gonna bring that up and I was like, no, I tell everyone this one, I should really let
And it
know.
Was, yeah. let me try. Would you rather be 40 now?
No, yeah, okay, sure, go ahead.
Or be like 5 now? Okay, she can tell a more nuanced version.
Okay, would you rather be 40 and have like $50 million in the bank, be financially secure, or would you rather go back to being 5 but have all the knowledge that you have now?
I'd be a super cool 5-year-old.
Right? I'd be a 5-year-old. But
That would be so frustrating.
But yeah. It'd be so frustrating, right? Same idea.
These 21 years have been like, feel like long. You know what I mean?
But you would change.
A long time. Seriously. We're going to live these like 21 years like twice, triple, quadruple. Like,
hopefully.
Maybe quintuple.
If we're lucky.
It's like a long time. You just said
you're going to be 104.
I am going to be very old. I drink milk.
Oh my God.
And sausage.
Milk, currently can't even speak because he's got so much sausage in his mouth.
His sausage push pop.
Anyway, my name is Alex. You are listening to 91.5.
Wow, what's your middle name,
seriously?
Joseph.
Joseph. Yeah, you just doxed me.
Alex Joseph.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I have two... I mean, my last name, we're obviously not going to discuss my last name. However,
Alex's last name is...
Also a first name.
Is also a first name, so we have a song that I'm not going to say his last name, but it goes, Alex's last name. Two first names. You can call him Alex. You can call him his last name. Two first names.
And it works with my middle name as well. It doesn't quite work with you. You guys all have legitimate last names.
Yeah.
All three of you. I do have three first names over
but we
here.
We love it.
Sarah, do we have a public service announcement to end the hour?
You know, I was looking for one, but...
Well, we're going to have to decide quickly.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
This is a great public service announcement. Here we go.
We're going to want to speak into the microphone,
curious. Yeah. They're born leading, so follow their lead. What is your child like about riding in the car? Singing aloud to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on in the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and Medford Station.
Yep, it's true. We are all born learning. And
you heard that from an educator himself.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Alex wants to be a teacher. Can we talk about that really quickly? Or like
we have to talk about it really quickly.
Okay, Alex wants to be a teacher, and I think he's going to be a really good teacher because he loves kids, and he's very nice, and he has a very nice beard, and he goes to Tufts. And Tufts University is a phenomenal school in which Alex goes
to. Go Jumbos!
Go Bows. Roll Bows.
It's not fake news.
Roll them up.
None of that was fake news. Let's go, Bose. Yeah, Sarah does not go to Tufts, and we've been catching her up on the Tufts lingo.
Sarah and Eleanor go to Williams.
Yeah, just a shout out to all our fellow Eeps out there.
The Eeps.
Wait, I don't get it. What's an Eep? What's an
it's,
Eep?
It's their mascot.
It's a Jumbo.
What's an Eep? What's an Eep?
It's a purple cow.
An Eep. Eep.
Oh, yeah.
Grant, it is spelled E-P-H. An Eep.
Like F, but we don't say
it's
that.
Like
we say
Eep?
Eep.
Yeah. Yes. Eep?
Yeah, it makes...
After
it makes.
Ophelia.
You guys are so pretentious.
It makes very little sense, and that's.
Oh, I go to Williams. I have a Williams Club in New York City. Like, oh.
This is Alex, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Cloudberry Farm. Catch me next week without these fools. Thanks for staying through this whole thing. If you made it.
Wait, how many listeners do we have now?
By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me. Filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary. One note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired.